Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Here we go. Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Right now, you can get 10% off your order right off the bat. All you got to do is just enter your info right there when you log on, or you can go promo code Scott and get pretty much 30% off across the border. Slippers, towel sets, dream sheets, the mattress topper, the pet pillow. The robes are fantastic. You even got My Sleepwear going now. I love the My Slippers. Yeah, you got some My Slippers, didn't you, Todd?
I sure do. I love them.
Oh, man. I really do.
Fantastic.
They've got the memory foam.
I hope my dog doesn't love them, too. That's the only hope.
Right?
But
they're real leather, too, so you might want to keep an eye on them.
I got to watch those.
Of course, promo code is Scott. Order now at 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Ron Ness is back and in for Scotty today. Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. It's great to be here, actually. As I was, my friend Todd is sitting next to me. I'm in studio, so Todd, welcome.
All right.
Thanks for letting me in.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Just let everybody in this place.
Anyways,
just leave the door unlocked.
Yeah, I got to leave everything
chatting with Todd a little bit. I think the spirits are up a little bit today, and at least across western North Dakota, we got a little bit of moisture, and it continues to come down. Sun's going to shine. We're talking 60s, 70s. We're starting to see a little bit of green grass, and I suspect the farmers and ranchers at least crack a little smile today. We've got a lot of fantastic guests on the show today, and we're gonna start out right away about 9:15 with Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner. All things legislative this week. They're nearing the end of the 2021 legislative session, and I believe we're on day 74 today. They can only meet for 80 days, and of course they want to save a few days as they also have to do redistricting, which you saw in the North Dakota news today. Our state's population is up about 16%. And that makes a big difference when you begin trying to divide up these legislative districts. So, but we're going to talk to the senator today about what's going to happen in the last few days of the legislative session. We also have Representative Mike LaFleur and Representative Glenn Bosch on to talk about some specific bills of what we're doing with North Dakota's legacy fund from oil and how we're going to utilize that money going forward, and maybe some of the big things the House of Representatives are looking at. But very excited to have Ag Commissioner Doug Goring today. He's been an outstanding public service for the state, and I think today with the increasing commodity prices going on, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about what the ag community has seen from the Biden administration, and of course, what are the trepidations of the farmers and ranchers out there with just this incredible lack of moisture we have, and are they going to start rolling the cedars? I saw a few more cedars in the field this past weekend, and hopefully this rain will spur that, and we'll get things back on track in the state of North Dakota. And in the chairman of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the owner of Nesset out of Tioga, Kathleen Nesset, is going to join us. And we're going to talk to Kathy a little bit about really what's going on in the communities like Tioga and the Bakken. We're going to talk about the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, which is coming up very soon. Todd, by the way, about 10 days away, actually 2 weeks from today. It's Tuesday, right? So 2 weeks from today, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference at the Bismarck Event Center. Our registration is beginning to fly off the charts. I think we went over 1,400 attendees today. Just an amazing lineup of speakers, and of course, headlined by former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And I've been doing a lot of work on the Pompeo visit as he's coming in. He's just a fine individual and an outstanding person from Kansas who has a very incredible history and a story, and I think he's going to come to Bismarck, North Dakota. I think he's going to light it up, Todd. I think he's got a lot of fire and brimstone, and we'll see what he has to say. But one of the things I know he's going to talk about is, because I've heard him say it, is wherever he went in the world, the first thing out of world leaders across the world was about the importance of America being energy dominant and the ability to supply energy to their nations so they don't have to rely on their enemies to get their energy and what it meant to us. And, of course, that's quite shocking with many of us who are feel like the energy industry in our country and specifically North Dakota is under extreme attack by the Biden administration and others. And as we have made our country energy dominant, there are those who seem to think we're better off if we buy our energy from abroad.
Why would we want to backtrack to where we were? We gotten into such a good place there. I mean, why would we go the other direction?
It just is mind-boggling to me. And, of course, we're in the middle of the DAPL situation, and that pipeline in the beginning of June. It will have been operating 4 years safely, reliably, economically, taking the best barrel of American oil to the best market in
Here,
Louisiana Gulf Coast every day.
We solved that one when Donald Trump got in office.
Well, I think
it was
he did,
sold.
But I guess he's out of office. So, you know, we hope to get that behind us. But I did see something in the Bismarck Tribune the other day, and a lot of talk about automobile emissions, and you see President Biden is just like they feel that they've really got something on this climate issue and talking about carbon every day. And we're going to talk a little bit to the Ag Commissioner about carbon, because last time I checked, plants and animals and all of the things that we have need carbon. So the plan here is to reduce carbon by 50%, then we're going to have to find something to replace the carbon that we took out, I imagine. But interesting enough, this plan says that the ambitious goal of slashing America's greenhouse gas emissions by half by 2030 have to come with some changes to the auto and the car industry, because if you're going to get there, that's what you have to do. There are 279 million cars in the United States. To replace them in a decade, typically sell about 17 million vehicles. If you were to make every one of those electric, it would take us 16 years to replace all the gas-fired cars in America. And, of course, auto electric cars, I believe, primarily still use coal. I don't know my house, but I think when I plug something into an outlet, I believe every day that there's wind there.
Power comes from a plug-in.
Yeah, the power comes
Food
from a plug-in.
Food comes from a store.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We're doing a lot of things in this country seem to be mind-boggling, and when you finally get going down a path in which we can supply the world with energy and food, then we start, making policies and changes that dramatically affect our ability to do that economically and compete in the world. And so we got some big things to talk to Secretary of Agriculture, Doug Goring, about today in terms of his thoughts on all of these things. So other than that, Todd, we had some great news in Bismarck Mandan yesterday. Jay Flaw, the Mandan native, was called up for the Orioles after a long road in the minors, and I think he didn't get in the game against the Yankees last night, but I sure hope he does tonight, because incredible story that a Mandan kid getting into the big leagues, and how cool to play your first game against the Yankees. So let's hope that happens. But he's worked really hard and he's stuck with it, so he finally got the big call yesterday. So that's pretty cool stuff. And of course, as a guy with two high school seniors, they're going to get to take the masks off their face for the last month of school, I see. So I suspect they didn't see.
Whoa.
They worked up this morning when I read the Bismarck Tribune again. But May 4th, Bismarck School District has removed the mask mandate. So I think that's
Yay.
Great. We've got a caller from Kevin from Cavalier, if we want to take that, if we have a minute.
Hello?
We got him on?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin,
what's
on your mind?
Yeah, these police shootings of black people, it's the shiny, the media's focusing on the shiny object, which is the badge. What they should have on these news deals is the number of black people that are killed by abortion every day by a doctor. And I mean, I'd like to know those statistics too. I'm sure it's probably 40, 50 or more kids a day.
And I wonder if you can even find out those statistics.
Well, there's certainly, like I said, the administration is putting a lot of focus on guns. They're putting a lot of focus on carbon. I saw a story yesterday out of Canada where Prime Minister Trudeau has now made some gun reform things, which may include 12-gauge and 10-gauge shotguns, making them illegal. And that that will affect my hunting when I go to Canada, so that's not cool. But I think you're right, Kevin. I think there's a lot of other stats we should be focusing on, and just the number of police officers that were lost across this country in shootings. So thanks for your call, Kevin. Todd, what do we have for we got some great guests today. Let's fire up some calls and texts for our listeners, for the legislators as they wrap up their legislative session.
Yeah, we'll see the end of that, right?
Yeah, what's the numbers that people should be calling?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text into 701-226-8503, 226-8503.
I believe Mr. Hannon is at the southern border for he's going to be doing the show down there the next couple days. Is that right?
Yep, yeah. He's heading down there.
He's not going to have any pesky border to block the wind. He'll get a good breeze.
Kevin, do you know where he's at down there?
I do believe Texas, but I don't know where they're. I'm guessing that they're going to be down there with Tommy Fisher again. Del Rio, down in the Rio Grande Valley there in Texas. But I haven't heard exactly where. I don't think he's letting anybody know exactly where, but they're going to just go and get a report in, for sure.
I have an aunt down there. Doggone it, he won't let me come visit my aunt. Do the show at her place.
What the heck? All right, we'll be back after these messages with Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner.
All right, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair monster power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Friends at ABM Advanced Business Methods. You know, they're headquartered in West Fargo. ABM is the only 100% employee-owned company in the area to sell, service, and lease printers and copiers. Other multifunction business equipment as well. The great thing about that, since 1971, ABM has been local. You have a problem and in your neighborhood, and they're basically covering all of North Dakota, northwest Minnesota, into eastern Montana, and northern South Dakota. And anywhere in that neighborhood, if you have an issue, you have local service reps answering and taking care of your problems. The staff has an average of 10-plus years of experience. They're continuously learning, working through the trainings to ensure the needs of the questions of their customers are met, period. And their team is just awesome. Find out more at abmnow.com, online at abmnow.com. Give them a call with any questions. If you want to call the Fargo office, West Fargo office, is 701-282-3151. 701-282-3151, online at abmnow.com. Great crew. They take care of us big time. I mean, I can't believe the way they make the printers talk to each other. And you know you can get hacked? Do you guys know you can get hacked through your printers if they're online?
Well, not only that, but your smart TV, if you have an IP address, you can get hacked. And I don't think people realize that your smart TV does make you susceptible. Doesn't make it likely necessary, but it does make you vulnerable.
Your printer could be too, but ABM...
Yeah, how weird is that?
Yeah. Rod Ness is in for Scott Hennon today on What's On Your Mind. Rod?
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and we have a fantastic guest on the line this morning. Senator Wardner, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's good to have you, Senator. Day 74, is it, at the North Dakota Legislature today?
It is day 74. We thought we were going to be done on day 73, but we were wrong.
Yeah, well, maybe a couple more days, or what are you looking at?
Well, we'll need today, and we'll need for sure tomorrow. If we got done, it would be late tomorrow if we finish up tomorrow. But it could spill over to Thursday, depending how things come together.
Well, Senator, I think the everybody always wonders what takes so long, but you have 141 opinions. You got a handful of bills left, and everybody wants to do it right. So I commend you for getting the job done and making sure you do it right. And I was thinking back to all the big time bills that you've championed over the past few sessions. You had the surge bill in 2017, which put $1 billion of infrastructure across the state and specifically in the West. You had the Prairie Dog bill in 2019, which took oil tax revenues and distributed them across the state to cities and counties and townships. What's your primary achievement this session, in your opinion? I know you've worked really hard on the legacy fund. We're going to talk to Representative Mike LaFleur about that.
Well, as far as the legacy fund, I think we have three different bills that we have moved forward in that area. First of all, we have what I call the investment bill. It's investing the principal of the legacy fund in North Dakota. Just like that money is invested across the United States or around the world and other funds, well, we're saying you can invest some of that money in North Dakota. And so that bill allows an investment fund manager to do that in North Dakota. So we have somebody that will be looking for places to invest money here. That's going to be huge because it's going to put some dollars into investing in companies. Now, it is not a grant. It is not a loan. We are investing just like we do on the stock market, and we expect to get a return. So it's going to be good two ways, good for the fund. Also, it'll be good for the people of North Dakota. So that was the number one bill. I call it the trifecta, number one of the three bills. The second bill was the bonding bill. The bonding bill, which we bonded for about $668 million, and that money went into water. Most of it went into water infrastructure. So now we've got the big water players kind of out of the Resources Trust Fund. By the way, for those that are listening, the Resources Trust Fund receives 20% of the state extraction tax, and it's used for water projects across the state. The diversion and the Fargo and the Minot flood control were taking most of the money because they're big projects. They need to be done. And the rest of them were left with crumbs. Now they're out. Because of the bonding, they're out of it. And we now have resources for other water projects across the state. So that's been good. In that bonding bill, we also took care of some revolving loan fund for some low-interest loans to cities and counties. but also we had some money in there for roads that could be used to match federal dollars. So I think that's going to help us because, number one, we were going to do these projects anyway. Number two, we have a dedicated stream to pay the bond, and that'll be legacy earnings, and that's how it's tied to the legacy fund. So we're getting that done early, and we're going to, it's going to be cost efficient to the state of North Dakota because we will take care of these things before inflation hits. As you know, cost of the materials is going up quickly right now. But if we can get these things done now before it goes too high, it's going to cost us a lot less. Then the third one of the trifecta we're working on right now, where it's in conference, and that is using the other revenue of the legacy. Besides paying the bond off, we've got other issues like roads. We've got to take care of our retirement fund. We've got research that we need to put some investment in. So when you put all three together, they're going to be make a great impact on the state of North Dakota. Positive.
Thanks, Senator. And you've put a tremendous amount of work, not just during the session, but throughout the interim on those bills. You made some comments about really the coal industry, Senator. I had a news conference yesterday that I thought were just fantastic. And, you know, there's been a little bit of pushback in terms of a handful of people probably from obstructionists to energy in North Dakota. But tell us about what you think that you've accomplished to help our coal industry compete and thrive going forward.
Well, there's no question. We did lower the taxes for a five-year period. It's got a sunset on it to help the coal industry be able to compete with the subsidies for the non-renewables. The state doesn't give subsidies for the non-renewables. The federal government does. And so it puts the fossil fuels at a disadvantage. We've done that. The other thing we've done is we have a revolving loan fund to help with clean coal and sustainable energy. And one of the big projects that we're working on is Tundra. Project Tundra, which we're going to capture and sequester. That means pump it into the ground and leave it down there where it won't bother anybody, of carbon. So carbon capture and sequestration is another big thing. And that makes us have clean energy. I mean, those electrons will be clean. And I don't know if they'll call them green or not, but they'll be clean. And it's interesting that we're trying to achieve clean energy, and the people that are opposing this, they say they're for clean energy. And if that's what they want, that's what we're trying to provide for them. So we've done a lot of things for to help the lignite industry thrive in the state of North Dakota.
Senator, thanks for your tremendous leadership for the state of North Dakota. Your group in the Senate has done a great job this session, and best wishes, and wrap it up and get on back home. So,
all right,
we're back.
Thank you.
After these messages.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, text 701-226-8503.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee, so you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The effort to recall Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has received the necessary number of verified signatures to trigger a recall election in the fall. The California Secretary of State said on Monday they now have more than 1.6 million verified signatures. Health leaders said the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could make big changes to its masking guidelines for outdoor spaces. President Biden is expected to announce updated CDC guidelines about masking outside at sometime Tuesday. The medical community has known for a long time that the risk of transmitting coronavirus is much lower outside versus inside. Representative Tim Ryan, the Democrat from Ohio, a 10-term representative in Congress since 2003, and a former Democratic presidential contender, announced his run for the U.S. Senate on Monday morning. Quote, I am running for Senate because Ohioans are working harder than ever. It's time to hit the reset button. End quote. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Ron Ness hosting for Scott Hennin today. Brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. UMary, private Christian Catholic Benedictine University, welcomes students of all faiths and backgrounds. What they do is infuse Benedictine values throughout the educational experience. They offer distinguished, professionally focused academic programs, enlivened by the liberal arts, global and civic service, robust internships, mentoring by respected faculty. There's nearly 60 undergraduate majors, 15 master's degrees and 4 doctoral degrees that you can attain at UMary. Find out more at umary.edu, or with any questions, you can just give them a call at 701-355-8030. UMary.edu. Check it out. Back to What's On Your Mind. Ron Ness in for Scott Hennin today. Ron?
Thanks, Kevin. And we're looking for Kathleen Nesset as our next guest. Is she on the line this morning?
She is, yes.
Hey, Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things in Tioga, North Dakota today?
Well, we had a little fog this morning, sunshine and bright, and we have some whispers of some moisture out there, so things are good.
Getting a pretty bad echo from your channel.
Kathy, we've got it. Kathy, we've got the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference coming up, and a lot of those discussions are going to be about really, you know, what's the future of the Bakken and the future of the industry, and obviously a year ago, we took the triple whammy, as Harold Hamm has called it, and we had, we've been able to maintain our oil and gas daily production, but we've seen a pretty dramatic drop in the drilling rigs from 55 last year to now we're still stuck around 15, and the completion crews, 25 completion crews, now around 7 completion crews. Obviously, not a lot of that natural gas infrastructure has been built out, so. How are things going in Tioga, and what's the outlook in the city and community up there?
You know, Ron, all good points, and those issues are concerning. We'd love to see the drilling pick up. I think it will, as a little more of the uncertainty amongst, oil, Dakota Access, and such get sorted out, and we do need to see that drilling activity. But even in spite of that, you know, when I look at Tioga and Ray and Stanley and Watford City, you know, Williston, this entire area really is doing very well. Some of the things that we have going on, you know, there's street projects that are still coming up. The hospital is building out, especially a wellness clinic. And our nursing program is expanding, and the hospital is building up to that. you know, I see a lot of good things. The American Legion is building out a beautiful big baseball field. I heard you talking about baseball earlier in the program here. We're going to have a beautiful facility built by the community, the American Legion, Post 139, grandstands, dugouts, new baseball field. It's pretty exciting.
Well, I think the same thing. I've been out west the last couple of weeks and haven't been out there for a year, and certainly we need a lot of those additional workers that fill the hotels and the restaurants and really drive that additional driver in the economy. But as far as the communities themselves go, I think they're doing just fine. They've settled in, and we spent a lot of time with Chairman Mark Fox last week and the things that they're doing on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. He was very proud to announce that they're building their fourth new school. They're building a lot of new infrastructure, their drug and rehab centers that they've built across the area. And, of course, now they're moving into a greenhouse, a huge greenhouse, the size of under glass would be the size of 7 football fields to produce produce for the tribe and the region. So hopefully we'll have him on someday to talk about all the great things going on in the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. But I agree with you, Kathy. I think the optimism is out there. There's a lot of trepidation in terms of investors and should we ramp up activity. And well, one of the things that the state of North Dakota did that I know that a lot of the oil and gas service companies up along Highway 2 and in the north of the north of Highway 2 up there participated in the North Dakota Industrial Commission's well plugging and reclamation program, which took COVID dollars and put people to work. And I know you guys had some stats from that, but what was the feeling of your peers out west on that?
You know, across the board, Ron, that plug and abandon project, which was, you know, spearheaded by the NDIC, thanks to funds forwarded by Governor Burgum, 280 wells plugged and still working at it. You know, there are still programs, there are still, you know, through state dollars and remaining funds, there's still plugging going on now. The big part of that, though, you know, twofold. You cleaned up the environmental impact of old, you know, I'm talking old legacy wells that were, you know, that just were a blight on the landscape. So number one, environmentally, we were good stewards, we cleaned that up, returned that land to production, to whether it be pasture or cropland or whatever. But the jobs that were created, I mean, I have letters from companies, from workers, from families. You know, you kept our family alive. You kept our family afloat. And I am talking about this entire plug and abandon project is what it did to keep workers going. First line workers out in the field working, oil field, but also all the support services, as you mentioned, hotels, restaurants, as these workers came to each of these small communities. It was just incredible.
Kathy, I think that really speaks to the fact that you can give money to people in terms of PPP, but when you have people go to work and earn that money, as the Industrial Commission did with these CARES Act funds, you stimulate another whole segment of the economy. They were buying goods and services, and I heard so many great stories from up there. And of course, at the end of the day, you cleaned up 280 old oil wells from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, in which there was no rightful owner to those properties. You put 2,000 acres back into agricultural production. Just a really win-win, and took great courage by the Industrial Commission and Lynn Helms specifically to, you know, brainstorm that and put it together and move it forward. Now, of course, we've got Congress is looking at a nationwide program modeled after what we did here in North Dakota, and President Biden and other Democrats are fully behind it.
That's pretty exciting, and we have Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven, Congressman Armstrong, bringing this forward. You know, the model that was created here in North Dakota, you know, with multiple, you know, North Dakota companies coming together to create this this project and to get this done. Ron, when you talk about, you know, when you give a person, a man or a woman, a job to work for, you know, a pay, it is just so much more rewarding, and it brings out so much more goodwill than just handing out, you know, to be quite honest with you, a stimulus check. So we're all about jobs, and we're about working, and glad to be doing such. I'll bring you back to Tioga, and we have, you know, I'd have to say we're looking forward to the Hess Corporation stepping out, bringing their. I see, you know, I drive by the plant every day on my way to work, and we have workers out there beginning resuming work on the expansion. They'll be doing the turnaround come July, I believe it is, and we'll have several hundred new workers coming into the community, and we welcome them to Tioga.
Kathy, you wear a lot of really important hats for the state of North Dakota. You've past chair, and you still serve on the Board of Higher Education. You serve on the board of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve, and, of course, you're the chairman of the board of the Petroleum Council, and I know you've been involved in just about every fundraising program for good causes across western North Dakota for a decade or more. But we talk about the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, and it has become just a huge event for industry, but also for the state of North Dakota and communities. And I was talking earlier that we've just crossed about 1,400 attendees, and we were, you know, hoping we could get 1,100 in a COVID year, and I suspect we're going to go a lot higher than 1,400. But it's so much more than just a technical oil and gas conference, as we see people historically from, you know, somewhere around 45 to 47 states, nine different countries. Not sure we're going to have that this year, but we're going to have a lot of North Dakotans there, whatever business you're in, trying to figure out what's the future look like here. What's your thoughts of the importance of that conference from your standpoint?
I think it's tremendously important, and I want to, you know, I want to follow up on your comments that it's more than just, you know, the oil man or the oil woman out there. This is for all of us. You know, oil is what created this legacy. I love hearing Senator Wardner, you know, talk to the Legacy Fund. And, you know, a legacy is handing down. So, you know, it's our good fortune and the good stewardship and the good work of the industry and the state, you know, for creating and developing this resource that we've been blessed with. But then turn around and create a legacy to hand to our next generations. That makes it part of every North Dakotan. So this conference helps to build that and continue this effort. And we are, I just think that this energy industry is just so adaptable. When we hear Senator Wardner, you know, talk about, you know, carbon sequestration and the Project Tundra and all of these things. But, you know, when we look at also the lineup that's coming to this conference, I encourage, you know, everybody, you know, to walk through the door. Take a look at this conference, you know, value-added energy, developing smart pipelines, natural gas production and gas capture. You know, you look at some of the speakers we have. I look at Kelsey Warren with Energy Transfer Partners, our Dakota Access Pipeline, you know, leader. What a class act we have coming there. Dan Clark with ConocoPhillips, Denbury, Chris Kendall. I mean, I get the honor. You go back to, this is so important to know what the finance and the capital is behind this industry. I have the honor of having a nice little conversation with President Neil Kashkari again from the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank.
Well, Neil Kashkari has been one of our favorite speakers, and he really does a fantastic job of summing up the entire country's economy. And, of course, he was, I believe he was at the head of some of the PPP fund distribution last year, and he's just so one of so many speakers. We've got about 70 speakers, and any one of them could be a keynote speaker at a big-time conference. And, of course, when you look at what a Mike Pompeo brings to the discussion, we're going to be able to broadcast that live on BEC TV, and some of the other sessions are going to be tape delayed on BEC TV, played in the evenings. So I agree with you. I think this is something that the state of North Dakotans and people look at in terms of, okay, what's it look like here? Because things seem pretty tough, but we always have to remember we're still producing 1.1 million barrels of oil a day, 3 BCF of gas. These are off the charts from just 15 years ago. We were at 83,000 barrels of oil a day, very little natural gas. So it takes tens of thousands of people to do what we're doing today. And we're going to go through these times over the long, long future of the Bakken, I guess.
You know, Ron, we are. And it all comes down to, in my estimation, is, you know, we have to, you know, continuously as an industry reinvent ourselves, be adaptable, you know, be the industry that, you know, keeps taking the step forward into the new technology. That's what brought, you know, the Bakken to the forefront. That's what brought North Dakota and the entire Williston Basin as a world-class resource. And for us to be able to do that here in North Dakota is fabulous.
Good stuff, Kathy. Thanks for being our guest and being a great leader in the state of North Dakota. We'll be back with Ag Commissioner Doug Goring.
All right, coming up on What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Every day special at PetroServe USA, especially in April. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $11. Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $2. The Big 20-Ounce Red Bulls, 2 for $6. Giant Pistachio Bags, 2 for $5. And all kinds of assorted North Dakota and Minnesota t-shirts for just $9.99. Don't forget the great weekly specials, too, like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Mondays, or Friday the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Look for the red, white, and blue at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's no terrain too tough or hard for turf equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf backs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with Hartford Turf Equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Tuesday edition, 27th of April, lunch specials, PetroServe USA. I get to make you hungry today. If you're heading to Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie from scratch. West Fargo today's got the tater tot hot dish, meatball dinner in Harwood. Fargo on 12th Avenue North, teriyaki chicken. Oh, that sounds tasty. Up in Yulin, Minnesota, green peppers on the special today. Chicken tater bake over in Glendon and in Fargo on MP Avenue. They've got tater tot hot dish. Always specials, lunch specials every single day at every PetroServe location. You'll see the Marathon fuel. You see different fuel signs, but they are helping America fuel better at all the locations. Great car washes at a lot of them, too. In fact, I just did the
The car wash on 12th Avenue. Fantastic car wash there, too. So that's something to think about. Of course, from scratch, lunch specials all the time at PetroServe USA. Proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind. Ron Ness is hanging out for Scott Henin today on What's On Your Mind. Ron?
Well, thank you very much. And we are going to have Ag Commissioner Doug Goring on in the start of next hour. And Todd and Chris and I were just having a little chat here, and I think we're on to something, Todd. We're going to, as we feel like we're coming out of COVID now, right, we're ending the mask mandates, we're, you don't have to sanitize your hands when you walk in every room.
Well,
you
I still should. People still ought to wash their hands, but you don't need to wash them down to the bone. I mean,
but in 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years, we're going to look back on this thing and we're going to say, and we should start a list. We said, what was the absolute dumbest thing that we did?
And, oh,
you know,
Lord.
Driving your own car with a mask on has always been number one on mine. It's like, and sometimes you just
don't pick on the motorcyclists, because those things keep bugs out of teeth. So you can't pick on the motorcyclists that are doing it.
And going into some of these, the businesses and the rooms. Remember, they're sanitizing the
well,
racks.
It started as, if you're less than 6 feet for more than 10 minutes, then you have to have a mask on. That's how it started, which makes some sense because you're in proximity for a long period of time. But somewhere along the line, it became, no, wear it all the time.
Well,
wear it in the shower. Wear it when you go to bed. Wear it when
one of the
you're
ones
driving
that's
alone.
Probably most aggravating and most frustrating is the way we treated our elderly in nursing homes,
yep,
or the loved ones that we have in
nursing
homes. And I bet Chris
shoving infected people into care facilities with elderly, therefore vulnerable already. And so let's infect them with a whole bunch of people that have this thing. I realize everybody is they tried to keep everything segregated, but yeah, good luck. You know,
Chris, you got any thoughts on that particular topic?
Probably 20.
Oh,
where does he begin?
We only have 3 minutes, but you guys got me going now. We may have to carry this over to a different segment.
Welcome to What's On Chris's Mind, everybody.
Here's the aggravating part. In fact, I'm dealing with this right now here in our facility and in other facilities across the state. You get residents that are fully vaccinated, that are, you know, facilities that have residents fully vaccinated, and they could still only have two residents per table at their mealtimes? Like, what?
Man.
Sad. That's going to be one that I think we look back and, you know, other things out there that we've done, you know, unbelievable work by the healthcare professionals in our world and all of those things. But just, you know, some of the crazy things, like, you know, should we not allow, in my world, you know, North Dakota allowed us to continue to hunt and fish, and we did cancel some fishing derbies and things like that. But all of these outdoor activities where it was like, shouldn't, that's where we're.
Because heaven forbid you're in a boat with another guy sitting on the other end of the boat, you know. I mean,
and then you watch a high school basketball game or a professional sports game, and you see the referees have to wear masks, but none of the players are wearing masks.
I don't remember where it was, but how about the middle school football mom taken away in cuffs because she wasn't in a mask, even though she wasn't sitting anywhere near anybody.
Sneak people in.
I can't remember where it was, but yeah, I mean, it's like, come on, really? Have we lost our senses?
Did you see Maggie Williams over the weekend in Oregon, the young lady who passed out at the finish line after running an 800?
No.
She ran it. This is Oregon, in Wolk, Oregon. She had to run an 800-meter race, which is twice around any given track, a double-lap race, fully masked. She gets to the finish line. She passes out. Falls over the finish line and still breaks the school record by 2 seconds. But total oxygen deprivation. She was punchy.
Well, exactly.
She didn't know where she was. Who thinks that's a good idea? Run a track race with a mask on.
Exactly.
All right, Kevin, you got,
well, wait a minute,
you got
wait
30
a minute.
Seconds.
Wait a minute. Maybe,
top one.
Maybe she had braces on and she didn't want people seeing the braces.
Well,
can you hear it reaching? Can you hear it reaching?
Really, Kevin? Really, Todd?
God, are you reaching for straws now?
I don't want people to see what I look like in braces.
Yeah, it's the perfect time to get kids braces.
No,
get
it reason.
Quick, do it now before we have to unmask
it. We've lost control here, folks, so I got a feeling if we open this baby up to the public, it would we'd be here till tomorrow sometime. But Todd, I really think you should have a...
Ron is worried about whether we could kill dumb, 5 minutes dumb, or not. I think we did it.
Dumb COVID Friday. I think if I'm coming back, I'm going to host it. Dumb COVID Friday. It's like, how stupid was this? People would come up with some great ones.
We wouldn't be able to get all the calls in by the end of the show.
You own a private business. You sneak people in the back door so you can feed them, and you go to jail.
Yes, exactly.
But we sold a lot of guns.
You put a picnic table outside so that they're outside.
Sold a lot of guns. It was really good for home repair businesses. So,
and the plexiglass industry did phenomenal during this time.
Outstanding business.
1-800-228-0550. More What's on Your Mind is coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.